Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Marathi Jagdish, and Ryan Huang with you. This one really matters because it's created so much buzz since yesterday, hasn't it?
Yeah, certainly. And we've been talking about it all morning, right? The fact that vaccinated travelers will soon be able to take flights between Changi Airport and KLIA without quarantine from November 29th. And I do know that not just tourists, but business people are really excited about this too.
Yeah, because once you reopen borders, you realize that that's essential for the region and Singapore to recover economically. So based on the results from APEC Business Advisory Council's recent survey on travel and borders, 93% of respondents said that business travel is important for building relationships with business partners, and 83% say it's needed for securing, negotiating, as well as closing business agreements.
But what can those in the business community themselves do to help with easing borders in the region? Well, to find out more, Lam Yi Young is joining us today. Lam Yi Young is CEO of the Singapore Business Federation. Good morning, Mr. Lam.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here, and amid such positive news as well, let's talk about your recent survey, the APEC Business Advisory Council survey. Based on those results, as we mentioned, the reopening of borders obviously is essential for the region and for economic recovery. Perhaps you could explain to what extent the sentiment is lining up that way. How really important is it in the eyes of the community?
Right. I think this is very much tied to the very international and interlinked nature of business. Businesses do need to work with other businesses in the region and around the world. And in the survey you mentioned, we surveyed more than 300 businesses in the 21 APEC economies, and 96% of them were impacted by the travel restrictions. So some of the things they told us is that it's important for them to be able to travel because they need to visit their overseas offices, overseas factories to supervise the operations. They also need to meet with their customers. And more importantly, they need to travel in order to establish new business networks and partnerships and to secure new deals. So although with Zoom they can keep in touch with their existing customers, it's not easy to build new relationships and sign new deals over Zoom. And the third area is in terms of the movement of skilled workers and critical expertise. For example, engineers and technicians will need to travel in order to install new equipment, to maintain equipment, and things like that. And of course, beyond this, it is also important for the travel and tourism-related businesses, the air travel industry, hotels, MICE, retail, and F&B companies that are dependent on foreign visitors.
Mr. Lam, with regard to yesterday's news, the VTL between Changi and Kuala Lumpur, how important and how significant is that to have this agreement with your neighbour?
Well, it's definitely something that's very welcomed by businesses. Malaysia is our closest neighbour, and we have very strong economic, business, and person-to-person ties between Singapore and Malaysia. So the VTL with Malaysia is definitely something that is very much welcome. And I think we also very much welcome the announcement that there are ongoing discussions to also extend it to the air links that will be even more significant for businesses and for workers who need to travel between the two countries.
Having spoken to some people in the community, I know that many of them, even a few months ago, were already saying that, you know, we really need to get all these borders opened, and they were getting very, very impatient. Give us your thoughts on the pace of the reopening. Is this balanced enough? Is it too slow? Is it too fast? Tell us what you think, sir.
So from the business community, as part of the APEC Business Advisory Council, we've been discussing this issue quite a lot in the Task Force on Reopening Borders for Safe and Seamless Travel that I'm the convener of. And we've also been having public-private dialogues, having dialogues with the governments on this issue. And I think we do understand that the COVID situation remains uncertain, and it is also something that is quite different across different economies. And so it is not so easy to move forward on reopening of borders. But I think we are glad that in our conversation with the public sector, there is recognition that it is something that we need to move forward on and to find a way forward. So from the business's perspective, I think a lot of the concern is about the uncertainties, the evolving and changing rules, as well as the long quarantine period that adds a lot of friction to travel. And an added concern is also that because of the different situation in different economies, they have adopted different rules pertaining to quarantine, testing and vaccination. And businesses are worried that if they need to travel to different countries, will they be faced with this one big, what we call spaghetti bowl of rules that they have to deal with.
Actually, Mr. Lam, I'm a bit of a kaypoh, if you don't mind. I'm curious to know how these discussions go with the government when it comes to reopening borders. I mean, do you guys have to like present a case? Okay, here's a bunch of PowerPoint slides. Then we also did this survey. So what do you guys think? What goes on behind the scenes?
Right. So in a way, it's at two levels. One is at the APEC to APEC dialogue, where we come together. Of course, we have to do it over Zoom since we can't meet physically. And we will share the concerns of the business community as well as the recommendations that the business community has. And we also listen to what are the concerns from the governments. We also involve international organizations like the WHO, ICAO, who also lend their perspective to the issue. Then separately, each individual economy, the business leaders will also talk to the government leaders on this in separate conversations.
So when you're pushing them to reopen, right, or if you want to persuade them to reopen, I should say, what sort of a business case do you actually have to make for it vis-a-vis the public health situation?
I think we are very mindful that that's something that we need to balance. And that's why in the recommendation of the task force that we have submitted to the leaders of the 21 economies is to advocate adopting a risk management approach in reopening the borders and recognizing that different economies are at different stages of managing COVID. So we can't have a one-size-fits-all. So we need a risk-managed approach and for economies to implement a system to monitor and manage the risk arising from cross-border travel. The second recommendation we put up is for the economies to work together to harmonize the travel regimes across the APEC economies. This could include, for example, green lanes for vaccinated travelers. And the third is to have regional cooperation by the APEC economies sharing best practices and publishing a digital repository of the relevant travel and border policies of the different economies so as to make it easier for travelers to know what are the different rules that are in place.
Mr. Lam, I've got a two-part question for you. First part is a bit sensitive. With regard to working with countries and just focusing on countries in the region, are these countries working fast enough to adapt to the evolving health situation? And the second part is, does Singapore help them?
Well, from the business's perspective, of course, we hope that the borders can be opened sooner and things can be harmonized earlier. But we do recognize that different economies still face different challenges. So we continue to work with the different economies, with our different counterparts, business counterparts, so that we can move the issue forward.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, businesses are concerned that, you know, there's so many different rules. Each place has its own quarantine rules, own restrictions and that sort of thing. And that can be a bit daunting. But some might say, considering what you've just said about, you know, the differences and the disparities, it's inevitable, right? That it's going to be this way. It is par for the course. You just have to expect it. Or do you think there are better ways of dealing with this at this point, even streamlining things in spite of the disparities that you've acknowledged?
So I think what we very much look forward to is that at least at the APEC level, that the economies can come together and form a APEC task force consisting of relevant officials from the different ministries, for example, health, trade, transport and immigration authorities, to be able to look at how a regional framework on travel can be developed and how we can do some harmonization and perhaps more importantly, mutual recognition. So that if someone is vaccinated in one economy, the vaccination certificate will be recognized in another. And similarly for testing, there can be some mutual recognition of testing. Then that can reduce the number of times a traveler needs to be tested.
Is this task force being formed? Is it any close?
That's one of the recommendations that we have submitted to the APEC economy leaders for consideration, and we very much look forward to the formation of such a task force.
Okay.
What are some of your other recommendations for resumption of travel? What are the other things that need to be taken note of?
I think it's very much having a regional framework to facilitate it, and we believe that APEC is in a good position to do this because it can build on the experience it has with the APEC Business Travel Card that has worked well over many years to facilitate the travel of businessmen across the APEC economies.
Mr. Lam, we've talked about what needs to be done and the benefits of all of this, and we couldn't agree with you more, but What is stopping these task force from being formed? What is stopping these, you know, recognized vaccination certs around the region from being formed? What's slowing down the process?
I think it's very much that different economies are at different starting point. Some are more ready than others. And also, because of the nature of how COVID hit us, different economies had their own ways of, own strategies for managing it. They had their own quarantine arrangement, their own testing requirements, even vaccination, different recognition of different vaccines, different systems for vaccination certificate. So I think what is needed now is really to work together to harmonize some of this, to do mutual recognition, and to also have what are the different digital vaccination certificates that the different economies will recognize so that to make it easier for people to travel.
But how to overcome the challenges that you spoke of, you know, that everyone is at a different stage. And even when it comes to digitalization, I'm sure there are disparities within the region as well. So how to overcome some of these challenges?
Right, I think that's where a structure like APEC can play an important role. If for individual countries, let's say Singapore, if you were to try and do this with all the other countries individually on a bilateral basis, it can be quite challenging. Like through APEC, where there are 21 economies working together, we can use that as a platform to bring the 21 economies to at least come together and agree on a certain framework and certain harmonized regime to facilitate travel, at least within the 21 economies.
Salam, a bit of a psychology sort of mindset type of question, if you don't mind. I know we've been talking about trying to get borders to reopen and the importance of it, right? But, you know, where businesses are concerned, looking at the current situation, is it all about, okay, we definitely need to reopen borders, or is there a hybrid that's being discussed? What is the ideal world we see in the next 2 to 3 years? Is it really back to normal or a bit of a half and half?
My sense is straightforward. It will probably be a bit of a hybrid. There is need to travel, but the travel may not go back to the intensity of pre-COVID days. Because I think with the experience of the past 1.5 years, we do see that certain meetings, certain discussions can be held online. And this is probably something that will continue to be done moving forward. But as I also mentioned earlier, it cannot fully replace the need for travel. So we'll probably continue to see a mix of travel plus things being done online. So I don't think it will go back immediately to the intensity of travel of the pre-COVID days.
What more can businesses in themselves do in order to ensure that at the governmental level, all this is hastened as well? I mean, clearly there are things that players within each country can do to help the governments get it together in order to come up with a more comprehensive plan for streamlining all of these rules and regulations as well across the region.
So there are some solutions that are developed by the private sector pertaining to the digital vaccination certificates. And some of them have been working with the international organizations, working with certain governments. And if we can get all these different solutions to work together, then that can help provide to the governments a solution for a digital vaccination certificate that can facilitate the mutual recognition of vaccination.
Yeah, I think we all can't wait just for things to get back to being a bit smoother instead of having to have a certificate to go to France, another one to go to, I don't know, Switzerland, that type of thing. But just to wrap things up, Mr. Lam, personal question. With regard to yesterday's announcement, the VTL between Changi and KLIA, are you planning to go on that trip or where is your next trip?
Well, no plans yet. So we are still monitoring the situation, but we are starting to plan for the resumption of our overseas business mission next year. So we do have a calendar of business mission lined up, and we hope that the travel situation will allow us to carry out these business missions to bring our businesses overseas in order to seize the opportunities that are out there.
Well, we certainly wish all businesses the best in all of this, and it's good to know that everybody's being very proactive about getting this plan together and to harmonize some of the rules and regulations that businesses are also subjected to as countries open up. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Lam. Lam Ee Ang is CEO of the Singapore Business Federation. Thanks for joining us today, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.